Good morning. Write this down. 1.618-0339. I say that's God's number. I'm going to come back to that in a moment. But first, let me tell you why that number has been speaking to me this week. You know, the older that I get, the more I realize that some of the most powerful sermons that are preached don't come from pulpits and don't come from preachers. They come from parking lots, hospital rooms, kitchen tables sometimes. Sometimes we just simply stand out and we look up, and that sky feels far bigger than any problems we may be carrying at the moment. Jay read just one verse. I gave him a light day today. Over in the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Look closely at that. That's an interesting phrase. Doesn't say that the heavens suggest the glory of God. It says it declares it, as if to say it announces it, it preaches it. Long before any of us ever opened a Bible or walked into a church, creation has been delivering to us a sermon about the God who made it. And if you're listening closely, if you're looking really closely, you're going to start to notice something else. There's a rhythm to it. There's a consistency out there. Maybe you could say that it's kind of a quiet order that is showing up in places where you would never expect it to show up. Whether you're walking through a field or staring up at the sky at night, there's just a sense that what you see is not something that's random, but rather it is something that's shaped, something that belongs to something bigger than itself. Let me try to show you what I'm talking about this morning by having you focus on the six images that are above my head or up on the front of your bulletin. The first is something small, something you could hold in your hand. It's the inside of a nautilus shell. Opens in a gentle curve, as you see. Chamber after chamber, each one just a little larger than the last one, but all shaped the same. It feels like it's kind of built for growth, for expanding quietly, just one small space at a time. But the second image pulls you in the opposite direction. Far back, so far back that maybe your mind can't even wrap around it. It's a spiral galaxy. Billions of stars slowly swirling around in a vast, beautiful turn. And if you look long enough, you're going to realize something strange and something beautiful, because the curve of that galaxy is a lot like the curve of that nautilus shell. Third image brings you back down to earth. Maybe even takes you into your own kitchen. It's the head of a Romanesco broccoli. You probably didn't buy that this week at HEB, but it is available when it's in season. But it's bright green. It's almost playful in the shape that it has. Each little bud is shaped like the whole, and every bud is made up of smaller ones that look just like it. And then the fourth image you're probably familiar with if you watch the weather map. It's a hurricane seen from space. Vast storm, clouds swirling around a center that appears to be calm. So you have power, but yet you have order. living side by side, even something that feels wild and overwhelming. The fifth image is an ammonite fossil pressed into a stone long ago. Life once, but who knows how long ago, holding that same familiar spiral that we saw in the Nautilus shell, as if the past is speaking to us in some quiet signature. And the sixth image is a sunflower, golden face filled with seeds, each one arranged in a swirl of lines, and they fit together and they make this remarkable curve, and they're not scattered, they're not random, they're placed exactly where they belong. Now I want you to pause for a moment and think about this. What are the odds that the same kind of pattern shows up in a shell, in a galaxy, in a vegetable, in a storm, in a fossil, and in a flower? I say that's not coincidence. That's consistency. Mathematicians, scientists, call what I'm talking about, this repeating design, they call it the golden ratio. In Greek, they call it phi. Phi, P-H-I. Richie caught that this week when I sent him the information immediately. It's a proportion. And it shows up again and again. It shows up in nature. Believe it or not, it shows up in a lot of art. In the very structure of the universe. As if creation itself is built upon a quiet and an elegant blueprint. I know you're still thinking about this number, so let me see if I can explain it for you. It comes from a simple equation. You might want to get your pencil and your bulletin out and write this down. A plus B divided by A equals A divided by B. Now let me see if I can explain that even simpler. Let's say you had a narrow and long piece of paper, and you're going to tear it just right so that one of these pieces, let's call it B, is about 1 foot long. And the other piece is about 1.618 long. We're talking inches, we'll talk inches. And if you add A plus B together, 1 plus 1.618 equals about 2.618. And you're going to take that and divide it by A. And A is 1.618. If you take A plus B, which is 2.618, and you divide it by 1.618, the answer is 1.618. And on the other side of the equation, if you were to take 1.618 and divide it by 1, you have 1.618. They call that the golden ratio. I'm going to leave it to the mathematicians and to Richie and those scientists and engineers out there to tell you how this all makes this beautiful curve with squares and rectangles. But let me just take you back to the Nautilus shell and tell it to you in simple terms. Each one of those chambers in that shell is approximately 1.618 times bigger than the one that was next to it that was smaller. And if you begin to realize this, and that it exists in creation, it gives a whole new meaning to that Psalm 19:1 that Jay read, as if to say the earth is pointing us to the one who shaped it, Jesus talked about it indirectly. When over in Matthew 6:28, he says, and you'll remember this, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. Now, I don't think he's talking about the 1.618.0339. And by the way, that thing continues and never repeats itself. But I think what he's saying is, slow down. Look around. Pay attention. Because creation is teaching us about the God who made it. What strikes me about these six images, and there are many others, is that they stretch across everything. Everything that we can imagine. They move from the very small to the, what do you say, unimaginably large. They move from the living to the long dead. They move from the calm to the violent. They move from the beautiful to the terrifying. And yet woven in all of them is this shape, as if to say the quiet signature of a designer. It doesn't simply create and walk away, but he creates with the intention and care that it might continue to grow. Sometimes I think we miss that signature because we're just too busy in life. Shucks, we run from one responsibility to the next, from one worry to the next, from everything out there just keeps us so busy that we don't pause to see God. We forget to slow down long enough and simply to stand in awe about this great creation around us. But when you pause, when you really look, I think it becomes harder for us to believe that we're living in something that is just accidental. It starts to feel more like you're standing in the middle of a story that is continuing to be written. Now let me bring this a little bit closer to home. It's easy for us to say, okay, I believe in a God who can design the universe and set all the stars in the place where they're supposed to be. But it's another thing to believe that that God who did that is also writing within me some design for my life. We don't struggle with the God who organizes the stars. But we struggle with trusting him that he just might be ordering our own story. We're comfortable with a God who's powerful from a distance. But we hesitate to trust him as our personal God. Up close. Especially when we look at ourselves and we see our life as confusing and painful. I know some of us walked in here today and we'd have to say, if we're honest, that we don't feel that the chapters of our story or our life or feeling like they're designed at all. They kind of feel messy, broken, out of control. Then we turn around, we look back, and all we see is regret. We look today, and all we see is stress, and we look forward to the future with nothing but uncertainty. And it's in moments like that that it's hard for us to believe that there is any kind of pattern at work. You might want to turn with me over to the book of Romans to the 8th chapter, verse 28, just part of it. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. Notice it doesn't say that all things are good. What it says is that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. Maybe another way to say it, maybe God's design just doesn't show up in a single moment. Maybe it shows up one chapter after another, one part of our life that leads to another part of our life, and all of that is one big spiral that leads us to the next. Let's go back to that Nautilus shell we talked about. Picture yourself in one of those chambers. what would you see? Well, you probably would feel like you're cramped in. Maybe it feels like you're unfinished. But if you can step back like we can step back and see it all cut in half and see how one chamber leads to the next chamber, you can visualize that each of these chambers is an integral part of the overall story or design. Maybe that's how God works in our lives. We experience life in pieces, in seasons, one at a time. But God steps back and sees our whole life as the design. Isaiah 55:8 reminds us of that when God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways." Maybe that's God's gentle way of simply saying, "You're just looking at a piece. I'm looking at the whole design. I see the pattern. You're still expanding. You're still growing." So let me say this as clearly as I can say it this morning. If God cares enough to shape a sunflower seed in a spiral in such a way to have such a beautiful and careful design, what makes you think he's careless with you? You're not random. Your life's not an accident. Your story is not a mistake. Even the parts that we look back and wish we could erase, they can be redeemed. They fit into the pattern. God's making it into something meaningful. Some of us are in a season right now that feels more like the hurricane than it does the sunflower. I understand that. We feel like we're just spinning around. But even in that hurricane, if you look closely, in the center is a calm. Maybe God's spinning you so that you remember to go to the center where he's at. Maybe others feel like you're the fossil. I'm an old codger. My best days are over. They're behind me. Are they? Or is God still trying to tell the story in all of us? Even that old fossil, it points to life. Long after you're stopped breathing, God is still writing. Some of us feel like maybe we're just that little seed inside that little sunflower. We're just insignificant. Yeah, it's pretty where he placed us, but how does that help the overall design? I don't know. I haven't studied sunflowers, but I suspect if you start plucking out a bunch of those little seeds, it's not going to look as pretty as it looks when we're all there. Here's what I believe creation has been quietly teaching us all along. God is a God of process. Spirals don't form all at once. Shells don't grow overnight. Seeds don't become flowers in a day, and galaxies don't shape in a moment, and neither do people. God works slowly, but intentionally, shaping us into ways that we don't always notice at the moment. I think sometimes we do like the chamber we are in, but sometimes we don't like the chamber that we're in. And we wish we could kind of skip ahead. I don't want to be the little chamber there in that Nautilus shell. I want to be the big one, the last one. But what if the chamber that you're in right now is necessary in order for it to grow and to become the overall design or story of God? Jesus never promised an easy path, but he did promise a purposeful one. And he promised that he would walk with us as we grow. So when you step back and you look at the message written across creation, whether it's from shells to stars, it simply says this: God does not waste what he makes, and he doesn't forget what he loves. So if you find yourself in the spiral today, whether you feel like you're just beginning or you're somewhere in the middle of that chamber, trust the designer, even when you can't see the design. Because one day we're going to look back and we're going to see our whole life as it spun around. And I trust it'll be a beautiful design, because that's the design that God has placed within us. A sermon creation has been preaching all along is simply this: you are seen. You are known. You are held. And you are part of a far greater design than you may see from where you stand today. So I encourage you this week. We're going to walk out of this place. I promised Tricia I'd make it 20 minutes. I'm within a minute. But walk out and stop and look up and see the design of God. He calls you to him. Come to us through faith, through repentance of your sins, through confessing that you believe that Jesus is Christ. If you need to be baptized to remove those sins, let's do that. Come if you will as we stand and sing.